There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
We have to go. The president promised to call us out. You here today are that hook and change. America, 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin, Kevin McCullough.
Well, and we are so honored to have you with us because every single time that we get together on a Saturday night and we have this fun, it is something that we just enjoy doing and can't express to you our thankfulness. For the fact that you're right here with us, you're tracking along as we talk about the news of the day and the things that are going on in the world around us. And this story that we are discussing tonight really striking a chord with folks. Is it always right just because you have the right to do something? Is it always wise to do it? And that's what we're basing off of the Pamela Geller Draw Muhammad contest and the reactions that it has drawn this week. Even broadcast colleagues like Bill O'Reilly and Megyn Kelly have disagreed at Fox News. It's really drawn some very interesting conversations across the board, so much so that as I was doing my daily broadcast on Friday, some of my Christian listeners were calling in saying, Kevin, you're going soft on Islam. I don't think you're going to find a more a vocal opponent to the idea of Sharia law and what it's going to do to a free society than yours truly. And yet, simply because I'm asking the question, just because we have the right to do something, is it always necessarily wise to do it? Some people are taking it that way. I don't quite understand it. We're going to get back to your calls on that, whether you're watching on Biz Television across the country on, I think, 44 different markets across the country, some 66 million households, or you're listening on by way of radio, and the great folks at great radio stations across the country listening there as well. And we want to go live right now to the Syracuse, New York area, because that is where Stephen Baldwin joins us. He is at his mom's breast cancer annual gala, Breast Cancer Research Fund's annual gala. It's the Carol M. Baldwin Breast Cancer Research Fund, and it's their annual spring gala. And if you're watching on Biz Television, there's Stephen looking dapper in front of the pink ribbon that is the anti-breast cancer symbol. Stephen, welcome to your own broadcast. Hi.
Thanks, KMC.
So let me ask you the question of the night before we get into what you're doing up there. You followed the story this week, some of the controversy. This woman holds this Draw Muhammad contest, and two jihadis end up dead. There's a security guard that has a busted ankle from the whole thing, but it could have gone very badly if they had gotten through the door and had those AK-47s firing away. So the question becomes, not only, and I don't think anybody's disagreeing on this, she had the right to do the event, but is it always wise to exercise our rights just because we have the rights to do them? What do you think from your perspective?
Oh, boy. Well, it seems to me, Kevin, that times sure are changing, and rather quickly. I would have to lean toward the common sense of wisdom, especially now with radicalized Muslim individuals just looking for any excuse,
right,
to exploit that faith and just, do stupid stuff.
Well, we found out the day after the event that ISIS not only took credit for it, but they announced that they had 71 embedded trained agents in 15 states across the country, and they named five of them, and they said they're ready to perform up to 23 missions right this very minute, similar to the ones that the guys in Dallas were off to do. You're right, that we have some embedded bad guys, and you just don't know who's going to do what at whatever time.
Right. And at the same time, I don't believe, I shouldn't say I don't believe, I think that whenever terrorists can say things like that just to terrorize us even more psychologically, they're going to do that. That's not to say that we don't have to be on alert about something like that.
Sure.
But I definitely think that people should do their best to not do things that are going to just exacerbate situations like that.
Yeah. Well, it's an interesting question. A lot of people weighing in on it tonight. So thanks for giving us your opinion. You're at your mom's gala. Now, what annual version of the gala is this? How many years have you guys been doing this?
This is tonight is the 15th anniversary of the Carol M. Baldwin Breast Cancer Research Fund's annual kind of like black tie kind of gala. 800 people are here tonight. It's the biggest one yet. And just the chapter of my mom's fund up here in Syracuse, where my mom lives with my sister Elizabeth. My sister Elizabeth heads up this chapter up here in central New York. Up here, in 15 years, they have raised $3 million and given out 54 $50,000 research grants. And just one of those grants can actually fund an individual researcher for 1 year in the pursuit of trying to find a cure for breast cancer. So it's really, really good stuff.
In 15 years, have they made headway on getting closer to a cure?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, not only that, they're able to track mutations and different kind of directions that cancer can go and then systematically tie that together. It's called like mapping. Basically, it's an idea where they can watch certain behaviors of the cancer and then detect earlier when it might affect people.
Oh, that's incredible. That's incredible stuff. Well, I've attended the gala. I've been there. It's an exciting night, and I know that because it's mom, you're kind of required to be there. So even if some of the other brothers don't always make it, Stevie B is going to be part of the Carol M. Baldwin event every year. And we miss you here, but we're glad that you're there doing good. If people want to give a gift tonight to the Carol M. Baldwin Foundation, how would they do that?
They can just go right to the website. So it's Carol M. Baldwin and then CNY. So it's, I believe it's Carol Baldwin Fund, CNY.org. Or to be safe, I don't want to get in trouble and be wrong, if you just Google Carol Baldwin Fund CNY for Central New York, it'd take you right to the website.
All right. Carol Baldwin Fund, and look for the CNY extension, because the foundation, you do things in a couple of different parts of the state.
Yeah, there's just two chapters, up here in Syracuse and out on Long Island.
Yeah. So that's what you can do tonight if you want to help Stephen's mom make a difference. Both the lovely bride and my own mothers were victims to breast cancer. We lost them far too early in their own lives. So this is a passion that not only runs through Stephen's family, but ours as well and the McCullough household. So I would strongly encourage you to help the Carol M. Baldwin Foundation tonight, because it's gonna go towards actually finding a cure. And your mom is like a tenacious fighter here, Stephen. She always says that they're gonna find it. Like every year, she says we're gonna get it done.
That's right. That's what she always says.
All right. So Jackie has a question. Why do we never have your mom on the show?
That's an excellent question, Jackie.
I think I know the answer to it. I don't think that Stephen wants me asking his mom the kind of questions I probably would if she came on.
Let's just say mom doesn't have a certain self-editorial process when it comes to media.
She doesn't self-select very well.
If you remember when I did Celebrity Apprentice and they did her interview, she went, "Oh, Donald Trump's very hot." I had to say, Mom.
But see, now Jackie's saying, wouldn't that make it an even better appearance if she came on?
Sure.
All right. Well, just, you know, for the record, the staff wants to see Carol M. Baldwin on this broadcast sometime soon.
I'd be more than happy to set it up.
And well, you know, if she wants to come on and plug the foundation, we'll give all the airtime she wants to talk about what they're doing.
That'd be wonderful, brother.
Cool. All right, enjoy the gala, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. God bless.
Yep. Stephen Baldwin calling from the Syracuse, New York area, and that's what he's. You know, when you're a celebrity, you have very important things to do all the time. And when you're in the middle of a run that he's been in 2015, he shot, I don't know, like a half dozen movies all in 1 year. In fact, during month of March, I think he was shooting two in interspersing weeks, one in Poland, one in India, then back in Poland, then back in India, and then back and forth. Anyway, thanks, Stephen. Good to hear from you, and we'll be checking in with you. Well, hopefully you'll be back with us next week. Okay, so we've got all the phone lines are packed. We're going to get to Ralph, Danny, and DJ. All of you hold on because we're going to come to you. The question about Pamela Geller, just because you have the right to say something, does it always show wisdom to do so? It's the question of the night here on Baldwin McCullough Live from New York every Saturday night. Stay with us.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So Mark and I are out at the range shooting our AR-15 rifles built from AR-15 kits from Guns80.com when Dave walks up and he says, "Hey, did you guys hear about Jade Helm? You know, the government doesn't care about the Posse Comitatus Act. And Jade Helm, the troops are going to come and they may come after us and blah, blah, blah." And I'm thinking, oh my God, dude, look. I take a 30-shot magazine. I put it in my AR-15 built from a kit from Guns80.com. I unload it on the target. Jade Helm? I mean, really? Guns80.com. 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 Go now.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Thank you so much for being here every single Saturday night. Stephen Baldwin, the Baldwin brother that's involved. Kevin McCullough, the talk radio guy that does this for a living the rest of the week as well. But we're thrilled to have you with us every Saturday as we try to, you know, kind of look back at the week's news and try to poke some fun at some things. And it's hard to poke fun at Pamela Geller and dead jihadis. I did find it humorous, sadly, mockingly so, that the Associated Press actually wrote an article late this week. They actually put out an article, Associated Press, actually put out an article that criticized Pamela Geller for not being more sympathetic to the two young men that lost their lives in the incident. I was like, are you fooling me? Is this like an Ashton Kutcher moment? Like, what's going on? Where's the cameras? Is this April Fool's Day? What? These two yahoos show up with AK-47s ready to blow everybody to kingdom come? Which would not have ended well for them either, because they probably would have ended up dead like they did. And sadly, I don't think they woke up to 72 virgins. Just my hunch. But so they get through this this scenario, and they're criticizing Pamela Geller because she's not more heartbroken that the two jihadis lost their lives. Maybe if they hadn't set out to try to assassinate her, maybe they wouldn't have. I'm just asking. Just being silly. 888-340-3373. Let's go to line three. Ralph is in Red Bank, New Jersey, listening to AM 970 The Answer. Hi, Ralph.
Yes, good evening, Kevin. Now, you know, the First Amendment right, as it's inscribed in the Constitution, give the right for anybody in this country to express themselves, but it, you know...
That's exactly what I've been saying all night.
Okay, it's not giving any reason for anyone to scream fire in the theater and... you know, I consider what took place there in Texas, okay, the Muhammad cartoon, tantamount to the burning of the Quran. You remember that, Reverend, in Florida, Kim? Did you remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah, the burning of the Quran,
that's right,
yes.
That's
yes.
Right, okay. So that's a no-no for me because, you know, I respect other people's religion. I may not agree with how they practice it or how they advance the agenda of radical Islam, using the religion of Islam, because in when all is said and done, the majority of the adherents of Islam are decent, good people. Once again we see Obama not saying a word or two pertaining to what went down there in Texas.
With
regard to that situation that happened in Baltimore, when the Department of Justice is now investigating or probing into the police department, why don't the Justice Department also look into the conduct of the mayor who inside and provoke the looting, the rioting, the chaos, the mayhem, and
I don't know if you heard today, but it does appear as though the state's attorney that brought the indictment against the officers is going to be investigated. And in fact, she could possibly go to jail. She'll probably lose her job because of her rush to get the indictment done. because as they've gone into the actual evidence that she would have done in a normal criminal case, they are discovering that the case against the officers is fairly weak. Evidently, this kid had, in fact, an illegal weapon on him that fit the definition of the law that allowed them to arrest him. And for all these guys that are screaming racism about this mess, three of the six officers were black. One of them was a black female.
I really taking this lady, I believe the name is Marlene Mosby, very seriously. This woman, just look at the picture of the woman, right? The woman is straight out of, you know, the Three Stooges, number one, either that or, you know, the other television program, the Flintstones.
Well, it's an interesting development there, Ralph. Thanks for changing subjects for us. I didn't intend to discuss Baltimore tonight. Thank you for the call, though. Callback. I found a meme on the internet. This will be the last word I have to say about Baltimore, but this sums up the Baltimore case perfectly. Black people rioting, destroying black businesses after a black guy dies in police custody because of three black police officers in a 43% black police department under a black female mayor with a black female state's attorney in a city ruled by Democrats for over 50 years, so that the first black female U.S. attorney general appointed by the first black president blames racism. And my handsomely African-American audio engineer in the room, Mr. Owen, he's laughing his guts out. Owen, does that describe it to a T? It's racism's fault. Because there weren't any people of the same ethnicity as the victim involved at all. All right, so anyway, that's a side note. We're not talking Baltimore tonight. We already covered that. 888-340-3373. Let's go to line one. Danny's in Tampa, Florida, watching Biz TV tonight. Hi, Danny.
Hi, Kevin. I'm going to agree with you and Stephen Baldwin, and I'm going to agree with Bill O'Reilly that wisdom, y'all taking the side of wisdom tonight, and I believe that overpowers. And now, there's nothing wrong with Pamela Geller's right to do this. Megyn Kelly was exactly 100% right.
Yeah.
And Bill O'Reilly was right too. I think that it's not a wise choice to do what she did.
It's funny how they kind of pitched each other as being against one another. I didn't find what Megan and Bill were saying to be
all that
conflicting. I thought it was complimentary.
I know it's true. So Pamela Geller, I'm going to tell you the truth. I didn't even know who this woman was until I saw her. And I got no offense, but she looks like she should be on The Real Housewives or something. I mean, come on. You know,
You've never shown us any of your pictures. So until you're bold enough to put your picture up, I don't think you should be criticizing other people.
Elvis Presley and Rock Hudson when they're prime. So, you know,
yeah,
it's like, you know,
I don't know about that, but thank you, Danny.
I date younger women. But listen, let me tell you real quick.
I'm sure you do.
Make an analogy here.
Okay.
There's two Rottweilers that live on the corner of where I live. I go to the bakery and sometimes, and they look like they want to kill me and eat me. How about if I went up to them? And provoked them, and they did do that. Would that be a wise choice on my part?
I don't think so, but you might have the right to do it. Yeah.
I know exactly. Okay, Kevin.
Okay, Danny. Thanks. Yeah, I kind of liken it to a road rager. Look, you've got the right to draw Muhammad. You've got the right to flip somebody off that's driving down the highway. There's a good shot doing either one of them might get you killed. The consequences of doing such is something that on a personal level, not on a legal level, not I don't want government limiting my speech, but I will tell you sometimes I limit my own speech because I don't think the world should have to put up with every thought I have every minute that I have them. Coming right back, Baltimore.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
So glad you're with us. It's Baldwin McCullough Live and Kevin McCullough manning the fort tonight as we come to you live from New York City. We do so because of the generosity of MyPillow.com. MyPillow, the answer to your sleep deprivation problems. If you have had trouble getting a good night's sleep, likely your pillow is part of the problem. I was at one point stacking three pillows with the top one being rolled up into a little ball, trying to get it under my neck in just the right way to support my neck so that I would be able to relax and get REM cycle sleep. It would only work for a few minutes, and then I'd shift, and it would all be done. In fact, you're not really supposed to shift while you sleep. The reason you do is because you've got to crank in your cervical nerves that are around your neck and shoulder area. And when you crank them, when you don't get blood flow to the brain and to the organs properly, you never get into REM cycle. Well, in the last 10 years, Mike Lindell and the makers of MyPillow have fixed that for more than 5 million people. He gives a 10-year warranty on the pillow. It ever goes flat, which it won't, he'll replace it at no cost. He'll replace it. He'll send you your money back for 60 days if you can prove that it doesn't do what he says it does. But, friends, I've seen a lot of people use these MyPillows. Never yet once have I seen someone say, it didn't do what you said, Kev. And here's the reason. It's all about technology. On the inside of the pillow, there's this locking fill that helps hold the pillow into place so that when it's positioned under your head in just the right way, it will not move. And it will give you night-long support, allowing you to get the deep REM cycle sleep that your body needs to heal and kind of restore itself for the next morning. So even if you get less sleep than you would like to get, that sleep's going to be higher quality. And right now, there's an extension of their 50% off celebration because they were just named the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. And if you use my promo code, KMC, for Kevin McCullough, KMC, Kevin, Mary, Charlie, they're going to give you 50% off when you order online or when you use my phone line. 800-506-2641. 1-800-506-2641. 1-800-506-2641. If you've never used the MyPillow, you don't know what you're missing. But I'm telling you, from night one, you're going to be able to tell a difference. 1-800-506-2641. I started using it a year ago, April, and I have gotten REM cycle sleep every night except four nights in the last year. Those four nights, I happened to be on the road traveling and had forgotten to take it with me. 800-506-2641, promo code KMC when you call that number, or use promo code when you go online to MyPillow.com. Just fill in the promo code when you're checking out, KMC. You're going to get 50% off everything in your shopping cart. You want to get a bed topper that helps you get into Delta sleep? Do that. You want a pillow for your kids? Do that. By the way, the next caller that breaks through at 888-340-3373, because all of our phone lines are filled right now, but the next caller that breaks through at 888-340-3373, we're going to give you a travel version of the MyPillow. It comes in its own case. You can take it with you anywhere. This thing, I took it to Israel with me last year, and it was a salvation. 800-506-2641. The next person to break through on 888-340-3373, we're going to give you a MyPillow travel pillow. But get one for your bed. Get one for your spouse. Get one for your kids. It's going to make all the difference in the world. Use my promo code KMC, promo code KMC, 800-506-2641 or MyPillow.com. All right, we're talking about Pamela Geller. We're talking about the wisdom she used in having her event. Let's go to line two. DJ calling from Brooklyn, watching Biz TV tonight. Hi, DJ. Welcome.
How are you doing, Kevin?
Appreciate you being here. What's your thought?
First of all, let me say the comments on Baltimore were amazing. Secondarily, there are four, for a lack of a better word, I'll call them protocols. You have data, which eventually becomes information.
Right.
Which eventually becomes knowledge, which eventually becomes wisdom. Question, do you know how old approximately is Pam Geller?
Yeah, I think she's in her 50s. I think
50s. Yeah. Well, maybe she hasn't been around long enough to get to wisdom, because wisdom implies time, and that implies age. And we've all done things in our youth that we wish we hadn't done. Secondarily, the topic of religion is very tricky and very delicate. If you keep in mind the fact that Jesus Christ was Jewish, and in a way, all of his followers are Jewish once removed.
Right.
And Islam is made up of the best parts, according to Muhammad, of Judaism and Christianity.
Yeah.
Halal is kosher. Therefore, all three of those religions are really brothers. They're all the same in some way.
Yeah, I'm going to disagree with you on that one, DJ.
The Inquisition and the Crusade.
Exactly, exactly. There's differences, and to ignore them is to be fundamentally dishonest. But I understand what you're saying, and I think wisdom should rule the day. I think it's something that we need more of in society, and that's why I'm asking the question. We may have the right to do something, but is it always the wise thing to do? We'll take more of your calls next. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Stay with us.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
From a very busy New York City tonight, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. Kevin McCullough manning the fort in Manhattan, and we're glad that you're here. That was a live shot of Times Square, and the folks that are making it an evening there, we're glad that you're with us. We've got a lot to yet talk about tonight. Let's go right back to the phones, though, and talk with Gino calling from the Bronx, listening to AM 970. Hey, Gino.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not only does Pamela Geller and all of us have the right to criticize Muslims and Muhammad and paint the cartoons, we have a moral obligation to do so. All the callers tonight who agreed with you and with Stevie are gutless cowards because they don't stand up for their rights. That's why we are being invaded. That's why we are submitting to the Bolshevik thought police that want to destroy us from within, and these Muslim murderers are going to destroy us from outside.
So, Gino, I got to ask you the question.
For ourselves.
I got to ask you
our
the question.
Our founding fathers didn't have wisdom, according to DJ, when they went up against the British and broke away and put everything on the line that they had for their freedom, for their rights. We wouldn't be a nation today had it not been
I don't disagree with any of that, Gino, but here's a slight difference here. Is being offensive to the Muslims that are on our side in the war against the radicals, is that helpful?
The Muslims that are on our side are also gutless because they don't stand up to the vermin in their own religion. Because if they did, they
How
would
do you
eliminate
describe...
ISIS. They would stop these murderous barbarians from slicing people's heads off.
Okay,
they don't
Gino.
Speak out because they are cowered into silence as we
I have
are
a follow-up question when
abortion,
you take a breath.
On issues of everything else that we stand and fight against.
Okay.
We don't...
Then how do... No, leave them in. So how do you then describe and explain the fact that when they killed the Jordanian... the king of Jordan, and he rallied, he's a minority ethnicity in his own country, he rallied the Palestinians that live in his country, and they are now fighting ISIS much more toughly and much more strongly than the Americans are.
Because they have a vested interest in doing so, and because he's got...
But according to you... But according to you, they're gutless cowards.
Because you're saying, and your callers are saying, that you have to be stupid, like DJ from Brooklyn, and that other nitwit from Tampa Bay. Apparently, they're equating wisdom with cowardice. I am not a coward. I am going to speak my mind. You know me by now. I'm a flamethrower, and I'll stand up for my rights, even if I got to stand
nobody,
up for your
nobody,
rights.
Nobody
you're
said,
not going to do it.
Nobody said that you shouldn't stand up for your rights, and this hasn't been an issue. This is not a question of whether, and I'll defend Pamela's right to do that to death. I will defend Pamela's right.
Her wisdom to do it, because she's provoking these people, because she's showing how murderous these barbarians are, and we are meekly submitting to them. We can't even draw a cartoon Muhammad,
right.
But we can have Muslims who put the crucifix in a bottle of urine.
Well, that okay, and to my point,
Mary's portrait that we should tolerate.
Okay, to my point, Gino. That artist did put Jesus in a jar of urine. And you didn't see Christians rolling up the tanks and killing folks because they did it.
That's right.
And it was a greater...
We are civilized. We do not go out and kill people because we are so easily offended. That's the difference between civilized people and barbarians.
But do civilized people...
That's why we must stand up to barbarians.
Are civilized
That's
people
why
then...
I give Pamela Giller a credit. I would love to kiss her and give her a medal because she stood up to these mongrels.
Are civilized people by necessity, Gino, are civilized people required to be offensive?
They have the right and they have the obligation.
You keep coming back to the issue of rights. You keep coming back. I'm not questioning the right. For the love of God, Gino, let that part go.
Concentration camps. No one said a word about 6 million people until we found their bodies. No one stood
That's
up in
not
Germany
true.
And said, enough is enough.
That's not true. There were people that were
murdering millions of innocent people. The same with now with the Armenians and the Turks. We can't criticize the Turks because they're going to deny that they killed 1.5 million Armenians. That is an absolute fact. These people do not want to tell the truth, and nobody wants to stand up for them.
Gino, here's the difference.
Somehow it affects them personally.
Here's the difference. Here's the difference. And it has nothing to do with my wallet. And, you know, you throw the words gutless cowards around easier than most people breathe.
Thank you.
It's not admirable, by the way, because it doesn't lend well to your integrity. But here's my question. If I have the opportunity to, through a different means, achieve the same objective that Pamela Geller does, am I required, in your mind, whatever there is of it, to follow her technique? Because now you're dictating to me.
Working because we're actually talking about this because we are not cowardly.
No, here's the difference, Gino. You think it may work, and you have no proof that it is. And I can point to you and say, We might lose Jordan or Egypt if we became very, very bullish about this technique that Pamela Geller is practicing. We could lose their participation in the battle of ISIS that they're shouldering primarily at this point in time.
As I said before, they have a vested interest to do it, so they don't give a damn whether or not they have a legal or moral right
to say what we have to say. I think gutless cowards would not participate either way.
They're acting in self-interest, but we should act as a people to protect our very lives and our very freedoms. And for those of us that called in tonight who expressed this feeling that we should just cave in and not even criticize these people.
Nobody said that. Gino, you have misrepresented what was said.
Right.
Gino, you've misrepresented what was said. Nobody said that they shouldn't be criticized.
Right?
I did not say you shouldn't criticize them. Here's the truth. When I say that Muhammad was a pedophile, by every definition of legal pedophilia then and now, that's in fact a historical fact. That is offensive, and I do say that.
So that means,
and you have the
now.
Gino, shut up for a second. Just stop. Let me take him out now. Good gosh, you're so great at dishing it out, but you have no ability to take it. Here's the issue. I can be offensive in merely telling the truth. I don't need to go to extraordinary ends to do that. And at the end of the day, if the truth is all that's necessary to offend, I'm going to tell the truth. I'm not going to make the decision Pamela made. I don't criticize her for making the decision that she made. But it is not my style. And, you know, you, gutless wonder, telling me that I'm a gutless coward every single night on the air or whatever, however often you think it, it doesn't impress me. I believe that we live in sophisticated and tricky times, and I think that I think that wisdom actually should play a very important role. Coming back on Baldwin McCullough.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's already the last segment. How'd that happen? It's Baldwin McCullough Live from New York. Thank you for being here. I should not have used the term gutless wonder when biting back against Gino, so I apologize to my listeners for going there. But, you know, I appreciated the honesty of everyone's heart in this conversation tonight. And I'm fine with Gino taking the position that he has, that we're all a bunch of gutless cowards because we wouldn't do the exact same thing that Pamela Geller would do. All right, 888-340-3373. I'm going to try to work through these calls quickly. Line 1, Bob in Michigan, you're up next. Bob, welcome. You're on with Baldwin McCullough. Hi.
Hey, great show tonight, and I appreciate you guys being there. I will tell you what I am offended by is the fact that the FBI and the ATF SWAT teams were there. Where were they? It took a 60-year-old cop that was on the beat that stood up and shot two fully armed, fully weaponized terrorists.
With body armor.
That's the hero of the day.
No kidding.
And I'm offended that our federal government were probably helping to set this up, going to allow innocent people to be killed, and the cop in Texas should be given some great honor, though he's a very humble man, just doing his job, would not take any credit.
I agree with you, Bob.
The lives of those people.
So, Bob, let me ask you the question of the night. Just because we have the right to do something, does that mean that it's always wise to do it?
Absolutely not. I mean, the Word of God simply states that very clearly, that we should walk humble with peace in our heart to all mankind.
Yeah.
And if we know that, especially in this hour, this time, that this is a very sensitive subject that would just escalate, that's like Al Sharpton and those other...
I'm not going to go that far. Bob, thanks for the call. I'm not going to go that far.
No.
I think that... Because I think Pamela's a... I know Pamela. She's cut out of a completely different cloth. I'm just saying the style's not my style. I would try to be as winsome as possible. She goes a different direction. Who's to say which one is right? Let's go to line 2. Abram is calling from Brooklyn. Abram, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough.
Hello, good evening. I just wanted to answer the question. I agree that it's not wise. I don't think it was wise what she did, but I think that this whole conversation is misplaced for two reasons. Number one, there's a time. You know, if there had been no attack and people were questioning it, I think it's right. But when somebody has been attacked, I think it's not right to get into this. You start, you know, going down the road of blaming the victim. The other thing is, these people who did the attack, at least the way I feel, is that if they wouldn't have done this attack today, over here, they would
I agree. Abram, I absolutely agree with that last part. And we're short on time, so I gotta say thank you for the call. I absolutely agree with that. What Pamela's incident exposed for the world to see is that there are undercover radicals that are ready to, at the drop of an itch, scratch it by trying to kill as many people as they can, which is one of the reasons why we need to have greater involvement from the feds in exposing and getting rid of these guys to begin with. My disappointment is in the federal government's response or preparation for it. Anyway, that's it from New York.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, products to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Sorry.